Now, Israeli forces have attacked Palestinians outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Settlers stormed the compound. Witnesses say nearly 130 settlers raided the Al-Aqsa under the protection of Israeli forces in Jerusalem Al-Quds. The incident occurred amid increased tensions around the Flashpoint site. In a separate incident, Israeli forces attacked Palestinian protesters near a checkpoint in the occupied West Bank. The protest was held outside Israel's Ofir prison in support of Palestinian detainees. Tensions continue between Palestinian protesters and Israeli forces. Israel's last year imposition of restrictions on the entry of Palestinian worshippers into the Al-Aqsa triggered an upsurge in violence that has left 209 Palestinians dead. Almost 33 Israelis have also lost their lives in the violence.
Palestinian journalists protested outside the Israeli jail of Ofir, west of the occupied Ramallah, in solidarity with their colleague Omar Nazal. Israeli soldiers arrested him days ago on the West Bank Jordan border. He was traveling to a meeting of the European Federation of Journalists in Bosnia.
Arresting a journalist on the way to take part in the international conference is a crime. Israeli authorities arrest and charge Palestinians, including journalists, citing baseless justifications. We'll keep up efforts with the International Union of Journalists and human rights groups to force Israel to stop aggressions and violations.
The protest was held when a hearing against Nazal was underway in the Ofir military court for the second consecutive day. Protesters tried to approach the gate of the military jail of Ofir. The Israeli soldiers immediately intervened and dispersed them using tear gas and stun grenades.
Omar's charge is that he's a journalist and he was demanding the release of other journalists. Today, 20 of our colleagues are behind bars for writing articles that Israel deems incitement. What happened today proves that the occupation does not want journalists to continue exposing Israel's crimes.
Israeli authorities claim that their forces have arrested Omar Nazal because he's an activist of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine and has taken part in the group's activities.
Israeli forces have in the past arrested and assaulted Palestinian journalists. What's now causing concerns among Palestinians is that Israel would prosecute journalists over their political beliefs or popular activities, as what goes on with Omar Nazal and some other journalists who are behind bars as administrative prisoners. Mona Qandil for Press TV, outside the Israeli jail of Ofir, West Occupied Ramallah.